And just like that, the clock ticks noon on a Friday. And my friends, welcome to The Daily as we are live via our studios in the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Tom joining us in a little bit with the Knudsen's Outdoor Report. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Where I believe some of the exercises we do, like the Russian twist, the Turkish get-up, those are all being rebranded. It's going to be the USA twist. It's going to be the USA get up. It's all been if we can change the Gulf of Mexico, we can change all of our lifts. We're also going to brought to you by Bud Light McUltra and Tri-County Water, because that's good water. Now joining us in the studio briefly, because you know he's got other duties that he's got to attend to today. But Connor O'Dockery. I mean, because, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and I'm rebranding the Connor. Okay, it's Connor O'Dockery in the studio with us. What's up, Connor?
Oh, hello, laddie.
There we go. You did. You went there. You went there. All right. So, high school basketball tonight. I'm going to miss you. You have no idea how much I'm going to miss you in the booth. But myself and Drew are going to be able to take over the call. Hanover Horton at home hosting Lumen. We've had a chance to see both of these teams. And kind of like we talked about on Wednesday, as far as the teams that are in that district, this is the most, I don't want to say even matchup, because there's a lot of talent on that Grass Lake team, but these two teams are very similar.
Yeah, both teams have really deep lineups. I mean, Hanover Horton, we just saw with Grass Lake, really struggled to keep up with, you know, how many different guys are able to get, obviously Luke Soper.
Yeah,
he's just the real deal. He's great, but then you had Brody Bialy able to step up, and just even guys coming in off the bench, that wall bomb kid, he's able to put up points off the bench. Just have a ton of different guys in their lineup. I think we saw Grass Lake really struggle to counter that on their own side. Of course, everything, you know, running through Braden Lape there, but they really didn't have that second guy that was able to step up and even have guys off the bench that were able to come in and step up, make impact minutes. But then Lumen's the kind of the same way. Just it seems like 1 through 15, you could plug and play almost anybody in that lineup, and they'll just be running.
Well, even when they brought in their second string and third string against Napoleon, they didn't miss a beat. They really didn't. They were still separating themselves from Napoleon with some of the sophomores they were putting on the floor.
Yeah, and that just shows the depth ability that they have.
Right.
Pretty much almost no team can say that they have that ability.
Right.
I mean, but both these teams, what they really have in common is they're red hot right now.
Oh,
Hanover Horton, we've seen them they're just on another level the last few weeks. We just saw them dominate Michigan Center in the third place game in the Cascades crossover, and then just roll through Vandercook Lake in their first round district game on Monday. And then on Wednesday, I mean, you might think in terms of the records and stuff like that, a little bit of an upset over Grass Lake, but just based on how they've played, I'm not going to lie, I'm not entirely surprised that they were able to pull that one off of Grass Lake. Just with how they've been playing lately, this is a tough out for any team.
They went into that Cascades matchup with like a chip in their shoulder,
you know,
being fourth going in against Center, and you could tell they just didn't feel like that was where they were meant to be. And they took care of Center a couple weeks back. It's going to be a different story with Lumen tonight. Lumen plays those bigger schools in the Catholic High School League. They appear to be a little bit deeper. Again, you've got Hanover Horton with the chip, Lumen with the expectations. It kind of feels like a coin flip.
It almost does, and it's tough to say because we don't have that measuring stick. Matchup. We don't really have many of those this season because Lumen, you know, being in the Catholic League, they play a lot of different teams than all these Cascades teams. I mean, they played maybe a small handful, but especially these two teams have not matched up at all in the regular season, which for a district is pretty unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Usually have all these teams at least play each other a single time. But with Lumen, they're kind of unique schedule, playing a lot, in some cases, tougher competition. It's really tough to see how these teams will match up, but you know, I know this. This is another thing you can see on paper. You know, Lumen, they've had a phenomenal season with the schedule that they've had. It's easy to say, like, hey, you know, they should be able to handle Hanover Herndon. I mean, ask Grass Lake, you know, how that worked out for them.
Let's look at the District 2, Division 2, District 52, where you have Western taking on Chelsea tonight. We've seen Chelsea take on J-High earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. They're fairly young. I mean, I thought they matched up well with J-High. They just kind of ran away with it. And Western, a 10-win season coming into the postseason. Kind of surprised. I'm not going to lie. Kind of surprised to see them in the district final.
Yeah, and I did get a look at them earlier in the season. I think earlier in January, saw them take on Marshall. I was able to broadcast that game. And Western, they look like they have some nice pieces. This is a young team as well for Western. So they have some nice pieces there. They have some depth. They have some size to them as well. To see their dynamic ability, but I wasn't. It was kind of crazy seeing them just to take out Michigan Center like that. Michigan Center was one of those teams that, you know, we thought they should probably have made a little bit of a deeper run,
right,
than they did. But you know, Western and Chelsea, as I mentioned, pulled away in the second half against J-High. That matchup that we saw with them, but with that district, that's another pretty interesting matchup. Chelsea maybe on paper has a little bit of an edge against Western, but hey, it's the postseason.
Yeah.
Win or go home, you never know what can happen at this stage.
A little bit later on the show, we'll run through some of that, and we'll go through some of the NPRs, tell you where the MHSAA feels like these teams should land here tonight. So we'll compare and contrast that here in just a little bit. Connor's not going to be there tonight because you've got a family thing, which is wait, it is. I'm assuming it's a family thing. You got a family thing tonight. You're reuniting yourself with the Denver basketball Nuggets tonight, because you came to us from Colorado. We talked about this a while back. That's your team, right?
He rolled his eyes. You can't see that at home, but
I could hear it. So the Nuggets are in town to take care of them. You actually had this scheduled before the postseason was even scheduled.
So yes.
You kind of knew. I mean, you didn't really know that there would be a conflict, you know, way back when you scheduled this. But I hope you have a good time tonight in Detroit.
I can hear the sarcasm with that.
No, seriously, I want you to have a good time. Why don't you go get some Coney Islands afterwards? Just have yourself a good time.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. Again, I'm heartbroken I can't do the game tonight because I was looking forward to this. And it wasn't until last week it didn't hit me that I was like lining up everything. Okay, we got Monday, we got Wednesday, we got Friday. Shoot. Oh, there's that Nuggets Pistons game that we had lined up for months.
It was exactly like you thought it would be from A Christmas Story. He goes, oh, fudge. Is what
basically,
it was.
That was probably closer to the actual reaction. So but hey, we're gonna see you step into the play-by-play spot. I'm looking forward to listening to that. I you got this. You're gonna do fine.
Oh yeah,
with Drew there in the broadcast. The luxury skybox.
Luxury skybox. So Drew, before we kind of even knew where this was gonna land and we scheduled it out, Drew graduated from Hanover Horton, and he goes to a handful of the Hanover schools. He's an HH fan, so he's familiar with the program. So that'll be helpful. That'll be definitely be helpful.
Yeah. And the fact that you've, you know, seen these teams throughout the year, and we, you know, been able to do the games on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, teams are fresh in our minds, so it'll be a little bit easier in that aspect. You know, being a little bit familiar with what these teams do. So no, it's going to be a good broadcast. Tune in tonight. 95.9 The Power Cow, 7 o'clock.
More hoops, less bull. I'll be happy to get these Monday, Wednesday schedules behind us so I can get back to my kettlebell.
Yeah.
My workouts. I'm missing it there. The body's missing it.
What would it be, the Californian twists? Are we rebranding it to that?
No, we're just calling it all USA twists.
USA twists.
The Gulf of the United States, they're the USA twists. They're the U.S. The Turkish are now the USA get-ups. It's all USA now. That's what we're calling it.
There we go.
All right. I told you I'd keep you a couple minutes. I kept you a little bit longer than that. My apologies. Thanks, man, for being here.
Hey, thanks. It's always a pleasure being on The Daily. Or should I say The?
No, that's only when we reference
Daily.
OSU. We got to give Luke trouble because he's the Ohio State fan here. And I share an office with an Ohio State fan. I did not evaluate that situation ahead of time. We don't talk football. We just don't.
No.
We both are sports. We do not talk football. All right. I'll let you go. Thanks, sir, coming in, man. All right. So it is 10 minutes after noon. What we got? We're going to start off here. Let's go ahead and jump into girls basketball here as they finished up their regular season yesterday. And there we go. Let's click on that. Girls high school basketball, we're starting off here in the Big 8, where it was Bronson defeating Portage Northern 63-30 last night. Olivet beat Quincy 32-16. You had, in the Cascades now, East Jackson defeating Sand Creek 59-20. Hanover Horton on top of Clinton 59-29. Leslie beat Eaton Rapids 62-50. Napoleon got the best of Jackson Christian last night, 40-28. Petersburg Summerfield beat Manchester 64-19. And Michigan Center got the win over Springport 55-35. In the I-8, Richland Gull Lake beat Harper Creek 46-34. Marshall of the historic variety on top of Battle Creek Lakeview 53-48. Grand Rapids Ottawa Hills, they got the win over Hastings 40-29. Western beat Hazlitt 51-42. Coldwater beat Portage Central 40-26, and Northwest got the win over Stockbridge 48-47. In the SCAA East, Camden Frontier, they beat Tekonsha 47-34, and Hillsdale Academy got the win over North Adams Jerome 60-13. Napoleon beat Jackson Christian 40-28 in Pittsford on top of Waldron 58-31. That's girls basketball. You know, I thought I had added the detail in there. So I've got a handful of coaches who share info with me throughout the season on their teams, and I could have swore I put that stuff in there and it didn't show up. So let me grab this real quick. Because I know I've got that information. Just bear with me. They sent it to me. They took the time. So that means I want to share it with you. All right. Leslie versus Eaton Rapids. Again, just a reminder, 62-50. Lily Smyska, 21 points. Reese DeRose, 19 points. Ella Locke, 10 points on the season. So Leslie, 16-6. Eaton Rapids, 11-10 on the season. Thank you, Leslie, for sharing that with us. Coach View from Michigan Center. Again, Michigan Center girls finished the regular season beating Springport 55-35. The Cardinals were led by Maurice Views, 19 points, 5 boards. Haley Meese, 13 points, 6 steals. And McKinley Gaddy had 8 points and 7 assists. Center, 19-2, heading into the districts. Thank you, Coach View, for sharing that information with us, not only today, but throughout the entire season. And I think I just got a score from Western. So thank you, guys. Thank you. We do appreciate you, because it not only does it help enhance what we do here, what we do over on AM Jackson, but it also helps promote your schools a little bit and the successes that are being had at your schools. So thank you. All right. We've got district stuff to talk about. You know what? Let's do that right now. This segment's going to be longer. Then we're going to have Tom Knutson on, and then we'll come back to wrap up the show. Probably talk about U of M basketball. We also have Jackson College to talk about. But before we take that break, let's just go through and have the conversation about the games happening tonight in district action. And we're going to start off in Division II. Division 2, District 52 tonight. That's where we have Western taking on Chelsea. Western got there by beating Center 79-43. Chelsea got there by taking care of Columbia 48-37. So Western, little surprise to see them there. I said 10 after Wednesday's win, it was 11. And so they're 11-12 on the season. Chelsea is 15-8. If you look at their MPRs, that's the Michigan Power Ranking that Connor and I referenced earlier. You look at their MPRs, that's basically the number that's kicked out when you look at their schedule, their wins, their losses, and the strength of the teams that they lost to, put it all together, kicks out a number. The higher the number, the better the team. Western comes in with a 544, and Chelsea comes in with a 564. So still two pretty evenly matched teams, but the MHSAA just gives a little bit of that edge to Chelsea. But that's why they play the games. And you'll be able to hear that contest on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Let's take a look at Division 3, District 83. This one's taking place at Dansville. Stockbridge got there by beating Dansville 75-26. Springport got there by beating Leslie in a squeaker 53-51. Stockbridge, 19-4. Springport, 14-9. And if you look at their MPRs, well, Stockbridge comes in with a little bit of a better record. And these two teams, they are not strangers. They played each other a couple times in the I-8. What am I looking at here? I'm looking at Springport. So Springport, they got a win against Stockbridge back on December 13th. And when they played him again, they got a loss at Stockbridge on the 31st of January. So they split on the... It's the rubber match. It's the rubber match tonight. And 531, that MPR for Springport, 596. So the MHSAA giving a bigger nod to Stockbridge in that contest. Division 3, District 84. This contest is at Hanover Horton Schools. Lumen got there by dismantling Napoleon 72-25. Hanover Horton got there by beating Grass Lake 55-46 on Wednesday. Hanover Horton, they are 16-8. Lumen 20-3. And Lumen was even ranked, both in the MHSAA and in a variety of different coaches' poll, consistently in the top five throughout the season in Division III. You look at the MPR, Lumen, Basketball Titans. They come into this Josh Trope squad in Division III at a 637. Hanover Horton, 552. But, like we said, they have thoroughbreds on the court to start the game, and they're deep. Both these teams deep on the bench. Division 4, District 118 at Concord High School. Hillsdale Academy got there by beating Reading in the semi, 56-30. Concord got there by beating Hillsdale Will Carleton Academy in the semi, 71-25. How the heck did Hillsdale Will Carleton Academy get the damn bye? How does that happen? Wow. Well, either way, Concord's there. They took the long road, kind of like Hanover Horton. They had to play the first night, had to play the second night, and now they're there taking on Hillsdale Academy. Hillsdale Academy, 18-5. Concord, 15-9 on the season. And Concord comes into this. They have an MPR of 534, where Hillsdale Academy, 557, separated by over 20 tenths, hundredths, thousandths of a point there. So, going to be, we've got some really competitive games on the schedule involving local teams in the district finals tonight. So this is going to be interesting to follow. Interesting to follow. With that said, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Tom Knutson joining us. The Knutson's Outdoor Report is next. Then we'll get into Jackson College. We'll talk U of M and a few other things as time allows. You're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more after this. Let's make our way to our news line. We welcome back to the program Tom Knutson of Knutson Sporting Goods, Wamplers Lake Road in Brooklyn. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Man, how are things going over there at on Wamplers Lake Road, Tom?
Well, you know, you get a 50-degree day, and people mentally think that spring is already here.
Right.
And that the ice is all gone and there's no more ice fishing.
You know, it's interesting because I was having this conversation with my wife yesterday. She was like, you know, it looked like there's a bunch of water out there in the middle of the lake. I don't know. I'm like, it was about a foot thick. We should be okay.
We are okay.
Yeah.
I will step out on a major limb and tell you that this weekend, go fishing. This is what we, you know, this is what we wait for. Now, I probably won't tell you that next weekend based on the current forecast.
Okay.
I would probably say that, yeah, we've probably reached the end, but we won't know until we get to next weekend. But at this point, I can confidently say go fishing this weekend. Who knows when the next time you'll get to step on ice and put a line through a hole, but we're good. We haven't really even touched the ice sickness yet. You know, maybe some lakes, a little bit of runoff has maybe deteriorated just a titch of the shoreline, but not where I've seen anything that was like that. That's probably where our problem will be next weekend, is that the shorelines will have receded enough that we'll have to, you know, either if, yeah, we would discuss that next weekend.
Okay. All right. But so we're looking at, again, 50s for today, but it gets down below freezing tonight. You know, we're going to be below freezing on Saturday. Same
just
thing.
Freezing on Sunday. So
yeah, and just freezing on Sunday. So all right. Yeah. So
go fishing.
Have you heard fishing?
I'm hoping if everything goes right that there'll be two more fishing adventures for me between now and then.
Okay.
So
all right.
That's kind of what I'm between now and when I say yeah, it's needs to be over. You know, it's over.
Well, let me.
And they are catching fish. That's the part that, you know, I mean, that's normal.
Yeah.
Back end of ice, you get a little moisture, you get a little runoff. It kind of throws a little oxygen in there that had, you know, that they kind of, you know, started to deplete, and the fish get a little more active. They know what's coming too.
Okay. So, like you said, it's been pretty. You've heard good reports from around Jackson County and our lakes here. Yeah,
absolutely. I've seen where it's been very well.
Okay. All right. What about some of the other areas? I know we've talked about Saginaw Bay previously.
Yeah, I think they're still fishing out of Saginaw Bay, but obviously there's a little more movement when you start moving ice like this and you start getting those temperatures, the ice will start to move a little bit. I don't think we're seeing near the activity up there because of that, but anywhere, excuse me, north of Lansing, go. I mean, if you want to go on a trip, I'm sure we'll be talking about them for, you know, quite a few weeks yet, especially say, you know, say you get up to, you know, Burton, Hubbard, and Fletcher Floodwaters, and, you know, guys will be making trips to go Gevik, and I know guys are making trips out west to Minnesota and North Dakota. I know guys are going, you know, for Devil's Lake and the Perch because, you know, back end of the season on Perch. I've seen some pictures out of Minnesota from guys I know out there that are just catching some big bluegill. So it's, and their walleye season is over out in Minnesota, so we're gonna start seeing more of those pictures of the bluegill and stuff. So we have a tentative plan to go out there end of March, but boy, that forecast out there is even more rough than ours.
Wow. Okay.
But if you wanted to go next week, I think it was, maybe the week after, I see that there's going to be some 60-degree days. That's my kind of ice fishing.
I'm sure it is. That's a lot of people's kind of ice fishing, too.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I fished the other day when it was 55 here. Man, that's my kind of ice fishing. Not even having to wear a jacket, just walk around in your bibs and, you know, feel comfortable.
Right.
You know, I wanted to do a little video and show everybody, if the lake is empty. I'm on, you know, 12 inches of ice and not worrying about falling in. And where are all those people who were fishing on 2 inches of ice at the beginning of the season? Where are they today?
Right. No kidding. Right.
Yeah, that's the part that I never understand. You know, when I make that statement every year. Why are you rushing when you could be doing this at the back end?
Let me ask you the question that everybody wants to know the answer to. How did you do when you were out there on your on the ice?
Excuse me. Uh-huh. Again, being I didn't, uh, I'm not out every day, so right. I have to go upon my guide, which is Tapio.
Okay.
We did not do well in the first spot that we went to, and he made a last-minute decision, which was well. And we did, I don't know, there was four of us, and let's put it this way, none of us were going to starve.
Oh,
but it wasn't,
wow.
It wasn't like good. They were jumping out of the hole, but we caught some very nice fish.
Nice. Very nice. Okay. And again, with it being at this point of the season, the only place that you're going to be able to get everything you need for you this time of year for ice fishing is at Knutson's.
Absolutely, Mark. Mm-hmm. Still haven't put anything away yet. The shelters are still out. The augers are still out. Everything's still out for ice fishing.
All right.
We'll get through this weekend, and we'll make a decision next weekend probably.
With the weather getting a little warmer, are you having people coming in starting to ask some of those springtime questions?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely. Yep. And you know, we're just having to say, well, you're going to have to wait. We got to okay. take care of this first.
Gotcha. Coyote season. Now that wraps up today, right?
It wraps up tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay.
First. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Closed tomorrow. Will be the last chance, and we're right around the 245 mark. So we're over 2023 or 2024 and over 2023's number.
Okay, good. And that's good news because those things are a nuisance, and we need to thin those out. So there's still time. I do want to circle back to fishing real quick. With tomorrow being the first, people need to get their licenses again.
Yep. And starting tomorrow, you can come in and get your new licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Had to help, you know, some people over the last week and a half or so. They went, oh, I need my fishing license. It's like, maybe you want to buy a $10 license if you're only going to go once between now and next week. Because next week you can come in and get your fishing license for the full year. So
right.
I'm sure we'll see a nice little push. Even though your license is good till April 1.
Okay, so make sure that you get them if you haven't already. But yeah, maybe I'm just traditional. I guess some people would say old fashioned. I like getting the paper license and having it in my hand, being able to put it in my gear and carrying it with me. I like that.
I still think that's the proper way of doing it. It makes it a lot easier.
Right.
You know, if you whip it out of your wallet and show the DNR guy, more than likely he's not going to run your thing. He's just going to see that you got it. He's not going to run your license. You know, the difference is it's a time issue. If you just whip it out, he's going to say, okay, you're good. But if you don't have it, now he's got to run it based on your license, and then, you know, that takes time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, you know, to me, it's just whip it out and show them, and you're good.
And while many people have a collection of Knutson's hats, I have a collection of Knutson's sleeves for my licenses.
All right. I never dated those, so those are pretty. I think there's been about four versions of that over time.
Right. So, anyway, we've got ice fishing this weekend. Coyote Bounty wraps up this weekend. I don't, Tom. What else is coming up, or what else should we be talking about?
I think you know you'll see some activity now heading out on the west side of the state for the steelhead. That'll be our first. You know, when the weather and the ice breaks up, these steelhead guys will start ramping it up, and then we'll roll into fairly quickly. We'll roll into Detroit River and that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll take a little bit because it's going to take a little bit for that water to warm up, you know, this year compared to the past few years. But I would say about April 1st, that should ramp up very well. And then, of course, you know, we'll have spring open water fishing, you know, crappies and bluegills, you know, shoreline stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, heading out. Heading down Glenshire Drive before I hit the S curves in the woods, there were five ginormous turkeys right there watching my car go by. And I know we're approaching turkey season too, right?
And that as well, mid April, and absolutely,
okay. Yeah,
that's starting to ramp right up as well. It's coming right on us fast.
I know. We're not wishing ice fishing away, but a lot of people they do that, and they also do a turkey hunting and whatnot. And you've got the decoys, you've got the proper things for that too, right?
Well, that's the beauty of it this year. There's not going to be a lot of long waiting, and it's going to roll one right into another very, very quickly.
Right.
I've already got my first big load of night crawlers in, and we're having to count. That's my project today, is count a bunch of night crawlers for orders.
And that counting room is a sight to be seen if nobody's ever been in there. You should do tours, Tom, because that's fun to see. It's fun to see. Anything else going on, Tom?
I think that covers just about everything, Mark. Everybody have a safe weekend. Get out there. Get your last bit of ice fishing in, and, you know, it's spring to coming.
All right, Tom. Well, we look forward to next week, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great weekend.
All right, Mark.
You're listening to the Knutson's Outdoor Report on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Yeah, one of my favorite conversations. And I have a lot of great conversations throughout the week. Don't get me wrong. I talk to a lot of people each week, and they're all so fun. But when it comes to talking about, like, your hobbies, yeah, you're talking with somebody that you like about things that you like to do, I mean, it adds to it. So that's a lot of fun, talking with Tom each and every week with the Knutson's Outdoor Report. Wamplers Lake Road in Brooklyn. The Jackson College Jets women's team, well, they got a game today, 5:30, as they take on Mid-Michigan College. Now, the preview, you're on the Jackson College Athletic website, and you click preview, and it takes you to midmichigan.press2sports.com. It takes you to the Mid-Michigan College Lakers website. All right. So we're on the Lakers website from the Jackson College link. Here we are. A little odd. Mount Pleasant, Michigan. So this is the Lakers write-up of the preview of the game tonight. After finishing this regular season 24-4 overall, 12-2 in the MCAA Northern Conference, the number 11 Mid-Michigan College women's basketball team has earned a berth into the MCCAA state semifinals on Friday, February 20th. So that's today. The Northern Conference champ will take on the MCCAA Eastern Conference champ, Jackson, with the winner advancing to the MCCAA state championship game against Western champion Lansing Community College, 1 o'clock on Saturday. So both games played at LCC, with the Stars serving as the host school. Lansing earned the bye into the title game with the host institution. So the Mid-Michigan Lakers are ranked 11th. Jackson College is ranked 16th. And the Lansing Community College squad, 15th. Scouting Jackson, according to Mid-Michigan College and their scouting report of Our Lady Jets, this is what Mid-Michigan College says about the Jackson Basketball Jets women's program. The number 16 Jets enter the weekend 23-5, 13-1 in the MCCAA Eastern Conference. Mid defeated the Jets 89-73 on December 4th inside Maury Courts. Players to watch include Kaylana Butler, 19.9 points per game. Michelle McGee, 17 points per game, 4.5 assists a game. Zoe Bam averages just under 15 points a game, just over 10 boards a game. Most recently, Jackson earned a 74-73 overtime victory over Macomb Tuesday, February 25th night. The Lansing College scouting report. This is useful for us after we beat the Mid-Michigan College Lakers today at 5:30. Here's some nuggets of information. Number 15 LCC carries a record of 25-4 overall. Perfect. 14-0 in the MCCAA Western Conference action. The Stars have not lost since the start of the new year. Back on December 18th at Maury Courts, the Lakers beat the Stars 91-73. Kara Bartles led the team in scoring, 15.4 points per game to go with 9.4 boards a game. Brianna Clark, 12.7 points a game. Claire Tobias, 3.1 assists a game. And now a little segment that the Mid-Michigan College Lakers call Inside the Numbers. The Lakers are led by sophomore duo Chloe Watson, over 16 points a game, and Rachel Rezio, just under 16 points a game. Paige Ebels, 10.2 points a game, and Wariato Sisi, 6.1 rebounds a game. As a team, the Mid-Michigan College Lakers averaged 95.5 points a contest. Wow. Well, we've hit the century mark a couple times, and the girls are hot. I mean, they are not only have they just been solid all season long, but they are hitting their stride, hitting their peak in the postseason, it feels like. So, Mid-Michigan basketball Lakers averaged 95.5 points a game, and they hold their opponents to 56.5 points a game. So, following the MCCAA state tournament, the Lakers will gear up for the NJCAA Great Lakes District C tournament at Ballinger Fieldhouse, hosted by Mott. As the number one seed, Mid has earned a bye into the semis and will face the winner of Grand Rapids Community College Southwestern Michigan quarterfinal game. The Raiders and Roadrunners will play on Tuesday the 4th, with the Lakers awaiting the winner at 9 a.m. Friday, March 7th. All right. Mid-Michigan College. That's the preview linked to the Jackson College Jets page. It's interesting. And I'm sure it's just one of those things that, because all the different schools have similar looking sites, so I'm sure it all just kind of is tied in one way or another. So, but it's just weird. It's weird. But I can understand how something like that would happen. Let's pivot to Big Ten basketball. Let me share this with you. Appease me just a moment, because we played the MSU shot on Thursday with Jacob Tuttle's reaction. Nobody in the studio to get reaction this time, so I'm just going to play it and enjoy it myself.
Inbound. Finds Wolf to Burnett for the win. So we wondered what the final sequence might look like. Wolf to Burnett, the deep three, and that's the dagger.
Here it is. There it is. Go Blue! Could you hear Brad in the stands when everybody's cheering? Brad, it was a little buzzed. Yeah, he was up in the upper ring going, woot, woot! Oh, that felt good. There it is. So let's look at the numbers here a little bit. Top scores for the Michigan basketball Wolverines. Vladislav Golden played 33 minutes, put up 22 points in the USA basketball game. Namari Burnett, 29 minutes, put up 20 points. And it was Will Shutter, 16 points. Daniel Wolf, 10 points. Those are the three Wolverines. Oh, there's four. Yeah, four Wolverines in double figures on the day. Side-by-side stats. Last time we did the side-by-side stats in a close game for the Wolverines, every stat went against them, except for like one. But it's almost like they shouldn't have won that game. All right, so they shot 53.7 from the floor, Rutgers 44.8. Three-pointers, Rutgers 36%. They were 9 of 25. Michigan 23.8. They were 5 of 21. Free throws, it's a numbers game. So Rutgers shot 72.2, made 13 of 18. Wolverines 65.6, but they made 21 of 32. They wouldn't have had to worry about a last second shot. They just shot in the 70s. Total boards, 27 to 38. Both teams getting 9 offensive boards. Michigan getting 29 to Rutgers 18. Assists, 9 to 16. Blocks, 1 to 2. Steals, Rutgers had 11. Wolverines had 2. Turnovers, Rutgers had 8. Michigan had 14. And it was 23 to 15 as far as fouls go. And that contest, the only one on the schedule yesterday in the Big Ten. Today, you've got UCLA at Purdue at 8. At 9, Iowa at Northwestern. Weekend schedule on the first day of March. We got some basketball. Maryland, or whatever. Maryland plays Penn State. That's at noon tomorrow. It was like a beat when I first started, and then I just lost it, and it was just dumb. Minnesota's at Nebraska, 2 o'clock. Also on Saturday, USC's at Oregon at 4. Indiana's at Washington at 6. On Sunday, Wisconsin, at MSU, 1:30. Illinois is at Michigan at 3:45. And then there's one game on Monday. That's UCLA versus Northwestern. In the standings, as it is right now, 14-3 Michigan, 14-3 State, tied for first. Wisconsin is in third at 12-5. Maryland and Purdue tied for fourth, and UCLA tied for fourth at 11-6. Man, it's a tight race. Was it only three teams? So three teams? Four teams. Four teams get the double bye in the Big Ten tournament. Oh, man. Coming down to the wire. Gonna be a close one. So, what else we got here? I talked about the buzzer beater. I tell you what, we got a little bit of wings. We got some Tigers to talk about. We got Pistons to talk about. We got a few things to touch upon. We'll do that here in a bit. Let's go ahead and we'll wrap up the show. We're going to go ahead and step aside. We'll come back with more. Right after this, you're listening to The Daily on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, via the McKibben Media Group World Headquarters in Summit Township. Back with more after this. Welcome back to The Daily, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, via the World Headquarters here in Summit Township for McKibben Media Group. We're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. We're also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Bud Light, Make Ultra, and Tri-County Water. Ah, that's good water. TriCountyWater.com. Well, looks like a lot of Our Family specials in this week's flyer for Country Market. Let's see. Our Family Toaster Pastries. Yeah, I'll go with the Our Family brand. I tell you this. I frequently get the Our Family brand. And do you know how many times I can tell a difference between the Our Family brand and the brand of the named variety, the name brand stuff? Do you know how much difference I can tell? I'm going to tell you. 0.0. So the Our Family Toaster Pastries, get 2 for $3. And they have featured here blueberry and straw. You can't go wrong with blueberry and straw. You know what? Take some peanut butter, put it on one pastry, take that other pastry, put it on top. You got yourself a peanut butter pastry sandwich. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Canned vegetables are 2 for $1. Because, the next day you got to eat all healthy after that, right? How about cheese, garlic, toast, and breadsticks, 2 for $5. With the weather breaking, you might be breaking out your flat top and making yourself a Reuben. Why not? Boar's head corned beef and beef pastrami, $12.75 a pound. There you go. That is just some of the many savings at Country Market. All right. Well, we talked to Connor O'Dockery earlier, and he's got a little family trip to see the Denver Basketball Nuggets, who are 38-21 on the season. They're 18-12 when they're on the road. Detroit Basketball Pistons are 33-26 on the season. They're 16-13 at home, and Detroit's been red hot. They are a point and a half favorites right now. Matchup Predictor has them at 52.2. Connor O'Dockery is going to be so disappointed tonight. You know what? We should have him root for the Pistons after the Denver Basketball Nuggets lose to the Pistons tonight. Of the last five here, Detroit Basketball Pistons, of course, they've won their last five. And the Nuggets, the Denver Basketball Nuggets, 3 wins, 2 losses. They've lost to Milwaukee. They lost to L.A. I am not seeing any common opponents in their last five. Detroit Basketball Pistons. Let's see. In the Northwest standings, the Denver Nuggets are right behind the Thunder of Oklahoma City. And the Pistons are fourth in their division, as they're ahead of Chicago, but behind... How did they phrase it in Wayne's World, the movie? Alice Cooper, the after party, after concert party. How do they? Milwaukee. Yeah, it's, well, they are in third, and Detroit is in fourth right now. But climbing, they're on that 8-game win streak. They're climbing to Milwaukee. What else we got? Let's see. Jack Flaherty gave up a run in 2 innings during his Tigers spring training debut. 2 strikeouts as well. Kenta Maeda tagged for 3 earned runs and 3 innings of work. Detroit lost the Red Sox 6-5. Ended up tying the Rays 7-7 because they had a split squad. Spencer Torkelson hit a huge dinger. Michigan hockey lost to the Ohio State University yesterday. Pistons Nuggets tonight. Michigan hockey in Columbus tonight. High school basketball district finals tonight. That's going to do it for us here today. Thank you for your time. We're going to do it all over again on Monday. See you then. Between now and then, stay safe. We'll see you soon.